This lesson today is part two of the lesson that I began yesterday. I pray that it will be a blessing to your soul. Scoot up your chair.
There is within me a moving realization that I have been purchased and that I am not my own, nor am I on my own. I have a caregiver, one who will care for all my needs. In my mind, I get a picture, much like Jesus saw when he looked about him and saw the people scattered, hurting, poor, like sheep without a shepherd, who suffer from sin and Satan, people that have never known what it is like to belong to the good shepherd. It is amazing that men and women vehemently refuse and reject the claim of Christ on their lives. They fear that to acknowledge his ownership is to come under the rule of a tyrant. I admit many have painted a wrong picture of the good shepherd, but my Bible paints a picture of the good shepherd, of a shepherd that is kind, gentle, true, one that will lay down his life for the sheep, one who has a magnanimous spirit of forgiveness and restoration. There is no need to fear him. This mighty shepherd has a tender heart. He leads his people like a flock, not overdriving, but carrying the lambs in his bosom and gently leading those that are with young. He is mightier than the mighty. He is meeker than the meekest. He is the Lion of Judah, yet he is also the Lamb of Bethlehem. He is the Prince and Savior. He is the Jehovah God. The writer of the 77th Psalm tells us that he leads his people like a flock. He came to set people free from their sins, their fears, and their own selves. Those who have accepted this liberation love him with a fierce loyalty. In the book of John, chapter 10, Jesus talks about the sheep. He tells about the shepherds and the hirelings. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. When trouble comes, the hireling will abandon the sheep, but not the good shepherd." David says, "The Lord is my shepherd." He doesn't say that the Lord is the shepherd of everyone. If he be not your shepherd, the shepherd of anyone else, he is my shepherd. He is the shepherd to me. He cares for me. He watches over and preserves me. There is something unique, something special about belonging to this particular shepherd. There is a distinctive mark upon the man or woman that differentiates them from the rest of the world. Every shepherd has his own distinctive earmark, which he cuts into the ear of his sheep. In this way, even at a distance, it's easy to determine to whom the sheep belongs. For the man or a woman who recognizes the claim of Christ and his absolute ownership, there comes the question of bearing his mark. Jesus makes it clear when he emphatically stated, "As I have loved you, you also love one another. And by this," Jesus says, "shall all men know that you are my disciple." In time past, many have claimed that the Lord is my shepherd, but have never come under his direction or management. They seem to hope that by merely admitting that he is their shepherd, that somehow they will enjoy the benefits of his care without giving up their own way of life. We cannot have it both ways. Do we really belong to him? Do I respond to his authority and acknowledge his ownership? Do I find freedom and fulfillment in this arrangement? do I sense a purpose and contentment under his direction. If so, we can say as David did, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall flourish and thrive, no matter what life may bring to me.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.